Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and this is the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time. And as we're heading closer and closer to the Easter season, Ash Wednesday begins 3 weeks from this next Wednesday, or actually 2 weeks, 2 weeks from this next Wednesday. Starts Wednesday, February 14th. So I'm sure everyone's going to be happy to get January behind us, and even though we're enjoying some mild weather right now for a little bit. But lots of things to talk about. And in today's scriptures, in a certain way, just like last week, we're really talking about our bodies. And our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, that God dwells within us. And in a certain way, even if we're not baptized, we're made in the image and likeness of God. Not to its fullest, see? That's why I encourage people to get baptized. Get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But to start to head on the path to that fullness. That fullness, that holiness that we're called to be. Like God. Like Jesus. And for many of us, it's like, wow, it's too much. It's too much work. You know, I get that. I understand that. But to really live our lives to the fullest, and that doesn't mean to, you know, be able to have sex with as many people as I want or any time I want or blah, 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 or spend all the money and eat all the food and buy all the houses and do all this. No. But to really realize the fullness of my life that can only be found in relationship with Jesus Christ. Very powerful. Even those words, when we hear that word, Jesus, it strikes us. You know, you can mention many other prophets' names, you know, Moses or Elijah or Muhammad or Buddha or any of those names, and we may, okay, that's good, that's fine. But when we say Jesus, that really cuts us to the core. It wakes us up. That really makes us think, what am I doing at this moment? Am I doing good, or am I doing bad, or am I doing evil? And we're going to talk about that a little bit too. We're going to talk about evil a little bit in the scriptures as that comes up. So we're going to read the scripture readings that are the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, January 28th, 2018. Our first reading is from Deuteronomy, and that is Deuteronomy 18, 15 through 20. Deuteronomy 18, 15 through 20. Moses spoke to all the people, saying, "A prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen. This is exactly what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, 'Let us not again hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire anymore, lest we die.' And the Lord said to me, 'This was well said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their kin, and will put my words into his mouth. He shall tell them all that I command him. Whoever will not listen to my words, which he speaks in my name, I myself will make him answer for it. But if a prophet presumes to speak in my name an oracle that I have not commanded him to speak, or speaks in the name of other gods, he shall die.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm reading is Psalm 95, 1 through 2, 6 and 7, and 7 and 9. Psalm 95. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into the presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to Him. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us, for He is our God, and we are the people He shepherds, the flock He guides. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear His voice, harden not your hearts. As at Meribah, as on the day of Massa in the desert, when your fathers tempted me, they tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians 7, 32 through 35. 1 Corinthians 7, 32 through 35. Brothers and sisters, I should like you to be free of anxieties. An unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But a married man is anxious about the things of the world, how he may please his wife, and he is divided. An unmarried woman or a virgin is anxious about the things of the Lord, so that she may be holy in both body and spirit. A married woman, on the other hand, is anxious about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. I am telling you this for your own benefit, not to impose a restraint upon you, but for the sake of propriety and adherence to the Lord without distraction. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading today is the Gospel of Mark, Mark 1, 21 through 28. That's Mark 1, 21 through 28. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Then they came to Capernaum. On the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful readings here today. In case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zimlick, and we're here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and I'm mainly out of St. John Bosco Catholic Church in Matawan, St. Margaret Mary's in Marcellus, and sometimes over at St. Mary's in Pawpaw as well. And now this is an outreach of the Catholic Church, but it's kind of also, it's the liturgy of the Word that happens at Catholic churches all over the world. These very readings, everywhere read throughout the world. Because we need to pray as one. You know, Jesus commands us to become as one. So, of course, we want everyone to become Catholic, to be in the Church. And this is an outreach of that dream and hope that Jesus has for all of us. And if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo's website, which is DIOKZOO.org or holyfamilyradio.net. We're also hoping, as we try to do the first Sunday of each month, to have Bishop Bradley on, so we're hoping that can happen next week, but he's very busy and has a very tight schedule, and sometimes we're not able to do that, but we're going to shoot for that next week, and hopefully that will be able to happen. The other thing is that there's other Catholic radio stations in the area. Southwestern Michigan, there's 91.5, Kalamazoo area, 89.7. Those are both FM. AM 1140 in the Grand Rapids area, 98.3, also in the Grand Rapids area, and that's new too. But some beautiful scripture readings today, and all about, you know, how we treat our bodies, what the law is, what God is calling each of us to do in our lifetimes, as I had mentioned earlier, is to become holy. And how do I do this? And, you know, we have both of these things. We have joy in our life, but we also have sacrifice. We have hardships in our lives. And applying these things, especially for those who are married, or those who are thinking about becoming married, or those who maybe those who are living together, and we talk about this grace that happens, and I'll show you how this is connected so powerfully with these scriptures, is that demons are real, evil is real, and the evil one does not want to see happy marriages, does not want to see happy families, does not want to see this togetherness and love and joy. And yes, in marriage, there are a lot of challenges. And we really need that grace. Men and women most definitely are opposites. Beautiful opposites in a way. One day, one is a plus and the other is a minus. The next day, the other is a minus and the other is a plus. And so we work together. But the most beautiful part of marriage is the raising of children, see? Is to be those two, to be able to raise children, to have that grace. And so this grace is really infused in us in a very powerful way at the sacrament of marriage. God enters into this relationship, almost this triune relationship, like the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, is between the husband and the wife and God Almighty. And we need that grace, especially as we see in the gospel today, Jesus casting out demons. And even the demons know that Jesus is God and that Jesus is powerful and that these demons can exist all over the place. You know, the old saying, which I think is a good one, is that, you know, the devil's not under every single rock. But also not to be in total denial about it and think, well, the devil doesn't exist at all, you know, and is no big deal. But we look at that from the gospel reading, but also our second reading, what Paul is talking about is that this call to holiness, not only in marriage, but also this call to holiness and being celibate, being keeping your purity, focusing all of your energy, not having your energy distracted towards a man or distracted towards a woman. But if that is going to be the case, you need to be married. It's very important, see? Because what happens is it just becomes a taking. The man takes from the woman and the woman takes from the man what they want. Not a loving, giving relationship, but just a taking relationship. And so, my brothers and sisters, I ask all of you, you know, to examine that, to think about that, to not pay attention to the call of the Holy Spirit. Because what happens in this, it's just as Paul is talking about here, that these things are a matter of holiness, see? To become totally dedicated to the Lord. Just like you were totally dedicated to your spouse. Forever. For your lifetime here on earth. You dedicate yourself. You make that sacrifice. That's what love is all about. That's why Christ did it all. dying on a cross. He sacrificed everything. And we short ourselves. And we destroy these relationships too that we get into. You know, young men and women, older men and women. You know, well, we're just going to live together. It's going to save money. Believe me, if it's a true friendship and if you truly do love each other, you won't do that. Because the relationship more than likely will fail. 50% of the time, it's actually about 75%, it does not work out. And that friendship gets destroyed. That love, even though it was a small little smoldering flame, it could have become a great bonfire with the sacrament of marriage. Because you are making that commitment. You are making that sacrifice. You are totally devoting yourself. You are totally showing your real love. Real love. Because in real love, there is real sacrifice. In real love, there is real hardship. But also in real love, there is real joy. Knowing that I have run the race and I have done it well. Same thing with a priest or a religious who stays celibate, who stays pure, stays devoted to God Almighty, not distracted in any way by a man or a woman or this desire or that desire. Right? So, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures are quite clear today about what's going on. But we also have this battle that's in the gospel. The same battle that is talked about in the Old Testament, you know, in Deuteronomy, where the law is repeated again by Moses. See? But it is also talked, it's also a very interesting thing here in this reading from Deuteronomy 2 that speaks directly to teachers like me to make sure that you're telling the truth or I will strike you down. See? Now that doesn't always mean if someone dies, you know, hopefully my funeral's not next week or something. But the thing is you think about that. You think about that. It's very powerful. And should we not all think that way? Should we not all have that kind of fear? Fear of the Lord. Good fear of the Lord. That the words that come out of my mouth matter. Are they of love? Are they cherishing? Are they loving? To mind those words very carefully. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us all be mindful of these words, the words that are in Deuteronomy, whether we're a prophet or a priest or a rabbi, you know, or a preacher or a boss, you know, or a police officer or a teacher or a doctor or a nurse or a lawyer. Whatever your occupation is, whatever you do, maybe you build houses, maybe you wash windows, maybe you sell office supplies. Who knows? But we need to be honest. We need to have that genuine fear of the Lord, which really brings love. And to measure our lives, to measure what we do, not against what this person says or that person says, not even against what I say, but what does God say to you? To not just, I'm just not going to pay attention to that. Or that's for holy people, or that was for my mom and dad. It was nice that my mom and dad were married for 50, 60 years. Believe me, it's difficult. But that is love. That is love. That is sacrifice. That is the call to holiness. Doing the difficult things. Making the difficult decisions. And really showing that love. In case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and I'm in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we're happy you're with us here today on the Epiphany Radio Program. And we're talking about life. We're talking about happiness. We're talking about epiphanies, awakenings. And you know, life is difficult. You know, sometimes in our younger years, I remember when I was in my 20s, I thought totally differently than I do now in my late 50s. See? I think totally differently. Totally differently. And, you know, I just ask you, my brothers and sisters, to really look at these scriptures this week, to really be in prayer. And if your prayer life is lacking, if you haven't been to church in a while, if you really want to think about being in this spiritual life, trying to learn to love like Jesus Christ. And most people will just say, you know what, that's too much, too tall a order. Well, you're selling yourself short on your life. You will go through your life and maybe everything will be fine. Maybe you'll live to a nice old age. But you know, when you get up to heaven, and maybe you'll even go to heaven, and you get up there and they say to you, well, you know, how did you think things went? And you say, well, you know, I think things went pretty good. You know, I had a nice car and a nice living, and, you know, I had two or three girlfriends along the way. And I don't know if I really had any kids along the way. I may have, but I don't know any of them. But I think it was a pretty good life. And they pull out a report card and they show it to you and they say, well, it shows here that you really actually only lived 20% of your life. You only lived 20% of what you could have. And it shows here that you only loved, real love, 10%. 90%. You had a whole 90% potential to love more. Love more deeply. Maybe get married to one person and devote yourself to that one person for your entire life. To raise children up, very difficult. Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be bothered with that. Believe me, children are the greatest gift of learning how to love. See, we look at them we talked about this last week about, you know, people having abortions. And then as another reminder on that note as well, there's a Project Rachel. You can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo, those who are recovering from an abortion, from the pain of an abortion in their family or a mother or a father. They have a class coming up in Grand Rapids next month in February. So go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzo.org. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you know, wow, we sell ourselves short in this life, many of us. Many of us sell ourselves terribly short. When we do not enter into the spiritual life, when we do not challenge ourselves. Now, many of us will challenge ourselves in our jobs, you know, in our careers. Get that promotion. You know, I started out as a delivery driver, and then I became a salesman, and then I was the sales manager, and then I became the head of the department, and then I became a vice president. And then the next thing you know, by the time I was 50, I owned the company. Wow, that's a great thing, right? In our jobs, we think that. Well, the same thing should happen in the spiritual life, you know? The same thing should happen in the spiritual life, where you should be thinking about that, the same type of thing. And be proud of it. Be proud of your walk with the Lord. Be proud of your walk with God. But temper it, knowing full well that God is doing, Jesus is doing these things for you. The Holy Spirit is doing these things for you. Yes, it takes effort. Yes, you have to, you know, get on your knees and pray 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 times a day, you know, if you can. I try to, I'm pretty good at twice a day. I've got a long ways to go too. Hopefully I still have some time on the clock. But my brothers and sisters, think about this. Think about this. Am I living the full spiritual life? Am I making the sacrifice for the person who I say I love? For the family that I say I love? Do I make those sacrifices? Because if you do not make those sacrifices, my brothers and sisters, you do not love. It's selfishness. You're only taking what you want, taking what pleases you. And then I leave the rest. Literally, maybe even leave the rest. Things don't work out satisfactory. I have a bad fight or an argument. I'm out of here. it's over with. And you destroy something that should have been and could have been truly great. True love. Because true love takes time. True love takes time. Takes sacrifice. Just like Christ on the cross, right? Time and sacrifice, time and sacrifice. And in that time and sacrifice comes great joy as well. And I want to read this from the Catechism, which is quite beautiful, about, you know, that we think that, you know, all the evil spirits don't, you know, some of this stuff, you know, the dark side is saying to us, oh, you don't need to get married, or you don't need to be, be pure, you know, that virginity is old-fashioned and all that stuff, and saving yourself for marriage, that's all a bunch of silliness. It's not, my brothers and sisters. It's not silliness. And you can see the degradation that's happening, just like this young girl, this Madison marriage, which is her name, which is quite beautiful in a way. You know, she's a reporter for the BBC, and she's exposed to this men's club over in London as being just a bunch of old perverted geezers, okay? And I probably think that men's group is totally destroyed now, and so it should be. And so let it be done. Let it be gone. And thanks be to God for this young girl for having the courage to stand up and say, this is wrong. You know, in the hospitals, you know, that they were supposedly donate the money to, they're saying, you can take your money. We don't want your money. But evil exists, my brothers and sisters. Evil exists. And so I want to read this from the Catechism. It's so beautiful. When the church asks publicly and authoritatively in the name of Jesus Christ that a person or an object be protected against the power of the evil one and withdrawn from his dominion, it's called an exorcism. Jesus performed exorcisms from him in the church and has received the power of the office of exorcising. Now you see, this is right in the gospel here, in our gospel reading today. In the simple form, exorcism is performed at the celebration of baptism. The solemn exorcism is called a major exorcism and can be performed only by a priest with the permission of the bishop. The priest must proceed with prudence, strictly observing the rules established by the church. So, you think about this, demons and demon possession, things like that, and it has to be handled carefully. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the evil one can influence us just like God tries to influence us to do good. And so we must be aware of these things. We must pray about these things. Also, let me finish with this. Therefore, before any exorcism is performed, it's important to ascertain that one is dealing with the presence of the evil one and not an illness. See, so sometimes there's mental illness involved and things like that. But most times, my brothers and sisters, it's our own self-will. It's what I want. It's my own selfishness. So my brothers and sisters, as we go through this week, let us not harden our hearts anymore. Let us open our hearts to Jesus Christ. Let us kneel next to our beds quietly by ourselves and ask Jesus, ask God, tell me the truth about me and my life. Set me free. Help me to come back to you. Help me to love fully and become holy as you are holy, my Lord. May Almighty God bless you all in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We love you all.